We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus, my podcast where I am always trying to expand our brains, bringing cool guests, sharing random factoids, and just having fun doing the whole time. So, this is going to be a very short little episode for you guys because this is actually to announce my start of season 9. That's right. 9 seasons of this have existed. There are actually seasons beforehand, if those who know the story. Hidden amongst the internet archives, there are some other episodes of Mind of Magnus. But I am very happy to say that we are moving on to the official season 9s here with the Lunchador Network. Now, I have some amazing guests that are already in the can, actually, so we'll be having some interviews coming up here, some cool factoids, but I'm going to take some time to give a shout out to all those really amazing people who have been calling in the Factoid Hotline. The number 585-310-2473. Send a message. Send me a factoid. Send me your stories. I am saying right now, I'm actually sending a blanket message to everyone. Send in your cool stories. I'm already thinking of Halloween. I'm thinking of creepy stories and cool stories, and I want to have some guests that tell me some creepy, cool stories. It doesn't have to be a full show. It can be a little small, little moosh-boosh, for lack of a better word here, for stories, these creepy stories. I want to hear some ghost tales. I want to hear monsters. I want to hear the things that went bump in the night, and I want to hear them in your voices. So, as season 9 starts, I'm going to have some amazing guests. I have Scott Philbrook from Astonishing Legends. I have an author that is truly mind-blowing. Sadie Dingfelder has joined me. And she is so amazing that I had to dip back in and have a second interview to follow up because her brain is so amazing. Her book is Do I Know You? So go read it. Come back, listen to the episodes, your mind will be blown. She is truly a unique brain in this world, so vastly different than mine that I just had to get her on here. I have a few other people that are lined up, going to be jumping in as well. I have a few ones that I'm actually trying to work on some audio because unfortunately there was a little bit of ghosts in the machines, so I'm going back and trying to touch up and work on some of these other audio recordings as well. But I just wanted to take a moment to say you guys have made 8 seasons of Mind of Magnus just that awesome. I'm looking forward to season 9. I am going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to share more factoids. Those who follow me on Patreon, thank you so much. Send a message, say hello, share what you want to. I want to hear your stories as well. And you guys are what make this happen. So I'm going to do a little bit, and season 9 will be slightly different. There's going to be a few points where I call out some amazing folks on Patreon who have been lending a hand, sharing cool stuff, and just awesome things. I want to share the world around me. And I want to share your world with my listeners. And you guys keep showing up. I'm getting more downloads every week, and it blows my mind. Because when I do this show, I do the show because I truly enjoy just having a conversation with others. And I really don't focus a whole lot on how many listeners. If I focus on listeners, that's not the point of the show. My focus is on sharing these stories, sharing cool facts, and just enjoying the process. But I keep getting these amazing messages from people who just stumble across the show. One of the people that messaged in from Oregon. They were at a cabin in Oregon. I have a message that came in from someone in New Zealand. And I am blown away that I have on the other side of the planet someone messaging me. And I want to hear your stories. You know who you are. I'm not going to give it away yet. But I want you to call in the Factoid hotline number. Or if you don't want to call in, like I said, I don't know if New Zealand probably get a long distance phone call charge. Take your phone out, use the voice memo, send me your stories. Just email me at mindofmagnus@gmail.com. Send those stories in. It truly, truly, truly captivates me when I see these just people from around the world connecting. I have got some great guest suggestions from you guys as well, which just blows me away. I have been taking some time to reach out to those suggested, and I cannot get over who my listeners and my friends know and keep connecting me to. So we have some weirdos. We have some amazing people. We have some very straight-laced science nerds going to come on and talk some science of the brain, some space stuff. I'm going to there's some cool space stuff happening in here, so I may bring John Michael Godier back in to answer some of our questions, because science and science authors just spike my little interest and everything there. And I want to say right now, here's the factoid for the Factoid Friday for this episode. And this came in from a listener. No names on it, but it came in from a text message to the Factoid hotline. And this one truly blew my mind. Also, because I haven't been talking about this bird recently. I did a art class at some local libraries, and I do a coloring book, and we're talking about birds and feathers and animals and what the structure of color is and bird feathers and stuff. And the universe does have a fun little flow about it, because I love when these little kind of uncanny occurrences happen. So as we're talking about birds, I get a message, and it is from a listener. And this listener just gives me a link with a single weird sentence. And let me show you what the sentence says. Peacocks emit laser beams. That is right. Peacocks emit laser beams. Period. That's the whole note I get with a link on it. And I just stare at this for a second, being like, if this is spam, they're going to get me, because why not have a curious thing this way? Click on the link, and yes, it is. Recent scientific research indicates that peacock tail feathers can emit laser beams. Yes, laser beams. And specifically from the eyes of the feathers on a peacock. So he's picked through the big fanning feathers. There's those large central eye shapes in there. And the eyes on the feathers act as a natural optical cavities, reflecting light in a way that produces focused laser-like beams of green, yellow, orange light. So apparently the eyes on peacock feathers are not just decorative, or they're not just giant eyeballs to scare away possible predators. Yes, they are complex nanostructures that act as natural optical cavities, trapping and reflecting light. So, which is crazy to think about. So these cavities allow these light waves to bounce back and forth and then amplify them and focuses the light into these laser beams that then shoot up and out, flowing outward like the feathers. So imagine that sort of wave of feathers going all the way out. The fans themselves also, unknown if the birds see this, if it's just a way of capturing things. But truly, these are biological lasers. This phenomenon marks the first time a biological laser cavity has been observed in the animal kingdom. And this comes from not just a random post on Reddit. This is from Florida Polytechnic and Youngstown State University. These guys are saying that peacocks shoot biological lasers. So I was looking at this and just blown away. I have not seen any really images showcasing what it really looks like. It's been described. There's been some AI images, which may appear in the artwork for this episode. But truly, peacock feathers can emit laser beams. Check it out. Do some research on it. There'll be links in the about section, in the whole the show notes. So definitely follow them up. But like, the implications of this is crazy. So this discovery could have implications that like biomaterials and medical technologies can be changed now that we know that birds can shoot lasers. Oh my God. These are the type of factoids I love reading about. These are the ones that I just get sent to me now. Setting up a factoid hotline changed my life. Not going to lie. It's people just sending me all day cool factoids, and I have to share them with you guys because I'm excited about this. This stuff translates to me in a passion about the world around us. This offers wonder and amazement to me that just pushes the boundaries of my understanding and just appreciation for the world around us. So This is going to be a short episode. I just had to share some factoid with you and also give the announcement that this is going to be the start of season 9. So this is actually the last episode for season 8. Season 9 is starting off, and I'm going to be starting it off with a bang with some of the cool guests. And you guys are along for the ride. So thank you so much for following. Thank you so much for sending in factoids. Again, the factoid hotline, 585-310-2473. Mind of Magnus, find me on my socials. Matt will give the talk about it at the end of the show with the closing. But just take some time to wonder right now. The world is chaos. We're stressed. There's massive Canada wildfires happening, and Rochester is just full of smoke. I went to the falls, and it is hazy looking at the falls. That's how much smoke is happening. And I just want to say, take a moment to appreciate the little things out there. I will give a closing factoid for this. This factoid spawns from, I've actually had to answer this in person multiple times over the past week or so, thanks to the fires. People are asking, they're like, oh, I love campfire smoke, but it just seems like it's chemical smells around here. All I'm smelling is like, it's not wood burning, it's a chemical smell. This is the reason why. If someone says it to you that the smog and the smoke, not smog, but the smoke and haze we're having from the wildfires, it's chemically different smelling than campfire, is because the smoke that you see from the woods, the fires that are burning in the woods, go up in the air, go high enough in the air that the solar radiation, it goes high enough that it gets hit by larger doses of heavier rays of the sun, the higher X-rays and stuff that way. It gets high enough in there that it actually breaks down the molecular chemistry that's happening in the wood. So the organic material, it gets broken down by the X-rays. So what's left over is a radiated organic materials that have been broken down to the benzenes and all the harsher chemicals. So what you're smelling is chemicals. The organic wood fire smoke that you love so much is long since gone. Up in the atmosphere, it got burnt by the solar rays. So if someone's happened to mention, why doesn't the smoke smell like a campfire? It's because solar radiation. It got so high in the clouds, it got burnt up and changed the chemistry of it. So, and with that, I shall be putting a close. I just want to get another episode out. I kind of skipped last week because just life was kind of crazy. Life was odd. I had done some great shows, and I'd done some recording during the week. And I've been doing a lot of audio editing because, unfortunately, some of the tech has been having some problems again. So I've been repiecing some audio together, so it's been a lot more studio time doing that. Because I'm really excited about season 9 kicking in there. So if you want to be a guest, you have a friend who wants to be a guest, you have a cool suggestion for a guest, let me know. I just want to talk to him. Like I said, I use this podcast as an opener, being like, hey, do you want to talk for an hour so I can, you know, pull in some cool people and just have a good conversation. And then you guys get a chance to hear the good conversation. Like it's a bar, and you're sitting in the bar, and the guy behind you is talking to a really cool guy. You want to lean over and listen in. That's my goal for the show. So Matt Austin will see us on out of here, but I want to thank everyone for being such a wonderful group of followers, sending me messages on my socials and my Patreon, and just being some of the best listeners I could ask for. So thanks so much, guys.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know! Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473, visit mindofmagnus.com, or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch and Or Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network and founder of Guglielmo Sauce, owner of Craft Cannery, bottling many of your favorite local and regional sauces, dressings, and marinades. You can find Guglielmo's at any area Wegmans or at many local mom and pops around the city.